The Vikings and Chiefs play this Sunday in Minnesota, and if you catch the game on TV, you're going to hear the game because of the man who joins us right now in Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. It's Greg Gumbel. Hi, Greg. Welcome into the studio.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Well, we're glad you are here. You're going to talk to us about Vikings and Chiefs. You're here at the facility for production meetings, which you do every single week. What do you learn in production meetings?
I think more than anything else, production meetings are for, in all honesty, in case the game goes south. If all of a sudden you're in the middle of the second quarter and it is 45-3, you really need something else to talk about. It's why we get to know players and coaches, not just their approach to the game, which really doesn't change very much from week to week, but background information and what players like to do and or how they got to where they are or even their personality. As an example, we were upstairs today, and Stefon Diggs just stopped in and said hello. And he just, I mean, we didn't know what an effervescent type of guy he is. He was a pleasure to talk to. Some of the things, we just sat down, and it was like you were sitting around in a basement, you know, with a TV on in the background. And he was fun to talk to. He was fun to get to know. And those are the reasons why. You know, if you're very, very blessed if you don't ever have to go to that material during the football game. If the game is good enough, it takes care of itself. It's only when you start to have to, what we call, empty the bucket to talk about other things that you hope holds interest.
Yeah. Well, what do you think will be interesting about this Vikings-Chiefs game on Sunday? What do you think the storylines are?
Well, obviously, it's a Kansas City team that has underachieved. And as Mike Zimmer well knows, that doesn't mean a damn thing come game day, especially an Andy Reid-coached team. I'm always interested to see if teams go out onto the field and live up to either their expectations or their previous performances. And I happen to think, and I'm not the only one, but I happen to think it's a better Kansas City team than its record shows. Alex Smith is a pretty good quarterback, and they have some pretty talented people on defense. But you never, ever really know. That's why I get such a charge out of prognosticators. And people say, well, this is going to happen, this is going to. They don't know. They're just guessing. People come up to me before the season and they go, who's going to win the Super Bowl? I go, I don't know. And I got news for you. You don't know. And neither does the guy on TV or the guy on radio. They don't know. You don't know how draft picks are going to figure into the equation. You don't know how newly signed free agents or free agents that you've lost during the offseason. If a new coach is involved, you don't know how the players are going to adapt to him or vice versa. There are so many things. I don't think you really get to know a team's personality or ability until a good 5, 6, 7 games into the season. You never know how injuries are going to affect a team. And certainly Kansas City suffered a big one last week. So all of those things are things that I look forward to. You know what the strengths are, you know what the weaknesses are, and it's kind of interesting to see what happens and if maybe what you expect is going to happen, if they did happen, and if it doesn't happen the way you think it is, well, then why didn't it happen? That's all part, I think, of our job and how we explain a football game.